on? You good? You can hear me? That's good. Okay, everybody, turn your Bibles to 1 Peter 5, please, if you don't mind. 1 Peter 5. We'll be looking at 1 Peter 5, 5 to 7. I'll read. Likewise, younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, I pray that you will bless tonight as Al and I bring forth your word, and I pray that you just allow us to speak what you have wanted us to say, and I pray that you'll bless all the actions we do, and I pray that you keep everybody safe as we're traveling home, and allow everybody to have a great time at the Linger Longer tonight. And your name I pray, amen. Now, we can all benefit from Peter's instruction here. Our pride often keeps us from obeying or understanding your authority in life. As the first part of 1 Peter 5 tells us, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. We need to do this, the younger people. Why? Because these people, the older people, have wisdom that comes from years of experience. That takes humility to realize that our older generation has more wisdom than we do. But Peter is not limiting this verse to just young people. Next he says, yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. Peter here is saying that both young and old can serve each other with humility. The younger generation should learn and follow by example, and the older generation, the older men, should lead by example. It takes humility to quench down our pride and to ask for help, ask the older or the younger, wherever that may lead, and or to bend down low and serve someone in need. In the end, all of us need to be humble enough to learn from each other. And at the end of this verse, it says, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. For God hates our pride, but when we push away our pride to become humble before the Lord, he will give us the grace to stay humble. Now, if you would turn over, keep your finger in 1 Peter, and turn over to Philippians 2, 3. If I can find it myself. Now here it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. It says here, let nothing be done through strife, self-ambition, the desire to be number one, or vainglory, prideful of oneself, but in lowliness of mind, humility, let each esteem other better than himself. Paul here is saying to lay aside all prideful thoughts and actions, and to consider other interests higher than our own. But it doesn't mean we should put ourselves down. Before God, we're all sinners saved by his grace. And by that grace, we're supposed to lay aside all selfishness and treat others with the utmost respect and humility. But we can't be humble in our own strength. The Holy Spirit will empower us, and Christ is a true example of humility. If you go back, you'll be turning a lot. If you go back to 1 Peter 5, 6, and it says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. The saints during Peter's time were under immense persecution. Though these trials weren't from God, they were permitted from God. Peter was trying to get to the Christians to humble themselves, to trust God to help them in the time of need. We need to do the same thing. We tend to rely on our strengths rather than God's, and our pride keeps us from asking God to give us the strength to get through those trials. And all we need to do is humble ourselves and trust him. God's grace is sufficient for all our needs. Amen. If you go over to Luke 14:11, sorry. Jumping around everywhere. Here's another reason we need to be humble. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So if we walk in our pride, thinking ourselves to be above everybody else. The Lord will humble us, either through trials that he brings, or lets Satan bring, or some other form. It's because the Lord hates pride. It's as simple as that. But if we humble ourselves before him by looking to God for direction, he will exalt us. I mean, it doesn't mean that we will, if we humble ourselves, we will be exalted right away. It doesn't mean even, it does, excuse me, I can't speak today. It might not even happen during a lifetime. It's like that verse in Romans 8:28. For God so, I'm saying John, okay, excuse me. Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God and are called to according to his purpose. See, God's plan for us is if we just humble ourselves and let God show us the way, he will reward us. But how do we be humble? Some people think humbling ourselves means that we should put ourselves down. But true humility is seeing what Christ did for you on the cross and seeing that you are a sinner, and only way to be humble is being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the only way we can be humble other than that is by comparing your sinful life to the life of Christ and seeing that nothing you can ever do will please God, only through Christ alone. Now we'll turn back to 1 Peter 5 one last time, hopefully. And here it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now this, I love this verse because we can always come to God for whatever we need. We can just humble ourselves to the point where our pride doesn't get in the way of bringing all our cares to him. I mean, it doesn't mean just bringing a couple of them. We need to bring all of them to God, not just the little problems. Get the big problems and the little problems. But if you turn to God to repentance and submit to him, then you are truly humble. Thank you.